Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. This is your host, Alice Fraser speaking, the Alice Fraser from the dimension you're listening in right now. I'm your Alice Fraser, the Alice Fraser for you. As you probably know, these episodes of The Last Post come into my inbox via a glitch in the space-time continuum, and I share them with you lucky people throughout the week, day by day. For listeners who can't keep up with that daily dose of quite spectacular satire, on a Saturday I give you this roundup of the best moments from The Last Post of the week. Today's episode marks the 3rd of October, the 277th episode of this year, and coming up you'll be comfortably traversing through news from John Luke Roberts, James Nokise, Andy Zaltzman, and Alison Spittle. But we start the proceedings with Monday's episode, episode number 272, as ad man Will Anderson, Will Branderson, and oh the ad commando demonstrated his good business sense, dollars and cents, in an episode which contained some very cashable, innable Alice Fraser comedy.
Sense is a drug perfect for capitalism, as it's actually made from grinding down old, out-of-circulation 1 cent and 2 cent coins into a fine powder. No longer will it be enough to snort drugs through money. The money is the drug. That's pure capitalism straight to the brain. Come on, you know it makes sense. Which is also the slogan for our first campaign. Now, obviously, the 1 and 2 cent coins are the standard part of our range. If you will, the common sense. But the best bit, and this is totally legal. As we say at Sense, the copper can't bust you for doing a line of copper. Of course, if you want to elevate the senses, we also have our range of elevated senses. $1 coins, $2 coins, collector coins, gold coins. If you find them, we'll grind them. It's an artisanal wallet-to-nostril experience.
And now to Tuesday in episode 273, when John Luke Roberts, disgraced royal, taught us some legal ways you can have psychedelic experiences. The episode also featured some real trippy Alice Fraser jokes.
Wah, 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 woo, blah, 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 blah. That's the first way you make noises with your mouth, which are generally psychedelic. Wah, wah, wah. You know, as I do that, you probably get the picture of going through a vortex.
Yes.
A very colourful sort of, and not just a, but if you listen to this, wow, 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 quite a wibbly,
yes,
vortex.
Yes.
Which is, of course, that's the psychedelic vortex. You don't want the kind of, that vortex, you don't want to be sucked into, certainly not while on a trip. So it's important to get the right, but basically some vocal warm-ups like, just go to a musical theatre school for a couple of days. Then you can have the fun of being on a psychedelic audio experience just by yourself.
On Wednesday's episode, episode number 274, the man's man and man among men, James Nokise, reported on New Zealand from New Zealand. or Old New Zealand as it's being called, as relations with the octopus people show signs of improvement. As you'd expect, Wednesday's episode contained some tentacular comedy from Alice Fraser.
Well, there's been a really positive push to the octopus people off the back of a very successful Netflix documentary, My Octopus Teacher, which seems to be telling the unrequited love story of a man who has been, I think for the sake of the documentary, set in South Africa, but it's clearly based on New Zealand rugby legend Richie McCaw and his deep love of an octopus that he encounters in the deep, which sort of becomes a de facto stepmother for his son. It's a very harrowing but beautiful love story, and it's very much resonated with the New Zealand octopus relations between the two land masses.
I mean, that does sound like an amazing film, and have we not all wanted an octopus stepmother of our own?
I think it's really it's grown people's understanding of both the intelligence of the octopus people and the possibilities of suction.
Yes, yes. And as a man expert, if a one-armed hug is manly, how much manlier is an eight-armed hug?
Well, exactly. And where can it go?
On Thursday's episode number 275, Andy Zaltzman had news from the English county of Kent as it bids to extract itself from the landmass that is the increasingly lead-weighted United Kingdom. Naturally, the episode also featured some very patriotic Alice Fraser jokes.
The initial trial scheme was to establish a hard border for lorries, and that didn't go well at all, because the lorries themselves were very unhappy. The drivers didn't mind so much because they're overdue a snooze, but the lorries are now so high tech that they've basically become sentient humanoid mega trucks, and they're hacked off. In fact, they've issued a statement. Their spokes truck, Artie Chugger, who's a 25-ton truck from Coventry, who in its freight date profile describes itself as, quotes, a well-traveled and experienced four-axle articulated HGV, particularly enjoys transporting fine foods and wines, looking for trade-loving partners for export, import, and perhaps more. I think on freight date, perhaps more is generally a bit of a code for up for a bit of people trafficking. But these codes, these profiles can be a bit hard to interpret.
And to wrap up the week, Flapjack, Lumberjack, and new Minister for the Interior of the Human Body, Alison Spittle, appeared on Friday's episode 276, to deliver some very exciting movie news indeed. Needless to say, this episode included some very photogenic comedy from Alice Fraser.
The movie rights to My Life Story has been sold. They're going to call the series Flap and Furious. Mm. And it's going to be a tale about very fast flapjacks, but most of all, it's going to be a tale about family. And I'm very excited to announce on the podcast that Vin Diesel will be playing me, Alison Spittle, the Flapjack Lumberjack.
Oh, I'm thrilled for you.
Yeah, especially because we have so many films that are coming up within the franchise. Edge of Raisin. there's a courthouse drama section. That'll be like the third film in the franchise. That was when I sued Dolly Parton for reasons I will not say. But it's called Reasonable Doubt. Reasonable Doubt. So, and also, it's funny you mentioned Disney earlier. Disney have approached me for the rights to My Life, but in a TV series form. And Miley Cyrus is attached to it, and it's going to be called Hannah Sultana. So I'm very, very excited about that. Yeah, it's gonna be a great date movie.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finally, your exclusive bonus content this week is an extended long play version of the Wiggles news that was brought to you in Tuesday's episode with John Luke Roberts, including all the bits that we cut out. Meanwhile, the Wiggles government in Italy has put out an unprecedented announcement that it will be supporting Bob the Sentient Trash Island in the upcoming US election, even though as an Italian governing body they don't technically have a vote, and it goes heavily against international diplomatic protocol for an accidentally elected government to come out so publicly in support of an opposition candidate in another country. Dorothy the Dinosaur mimed her support for the Rock/Island 2020 campaign, which is, as you know, Bob the Sentient Trash Island with Vice President Dwayne the Rock Johnson, indicating through a deeply moving interpretive dance that she believes the Rock/Island 2020 campaign will lead to better diplomatic relations between the US and Italy going forward, given how much of the United States' national symbolism is ripped directly off of ancient Roman ideals and architecture. You don't really think of Romans as Italian, do you? How empires fall. You don't, but they were.
But then a lot of them wouldn't, like the Romans, they'd get people from where they got to and said, do you want to be a Roman? They go, yep, absolutely. So they were and they weren't Italian, I guess.
I'm just waiting for a production of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, where they all have very strong Italian accents. Et tuo, Brute?
It's a me, a Mario. That'd be fun. That's what I want. I want a production of Julius Caesar done with the Mario world aesthetic. Pipes everywhere. That's when you go down it. And they jump on him rather than stabbing him. They all jump on that and he goes, bleh! And then he pops out of his shell. The shell goes back and forth because Caesar would be one of the turtle things.
Thank you for listening to this roundup episode of The Last Post. Presumably you have already subscribed to the feed, but if not, please do so right this second. If you've missed any episodes, there's still time to make it right. They're all right there in the feed, ready for your ears, mind and heart. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Instagram and Twitter. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Remember, the more followers people have, the more they get paid. Find me also at patreon.com/AliceFraser to pay me directly for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. You can subscribe there for free downloads of all of my specials and for all of the latest news from everything Alice Fraser in this dimension. The executive producer for this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sidekick and hench thug, the iron fist to his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. Use your Sunday restfully or usefully, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.